Welcome in, lovers. You're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. I'm your host, Lola Darling. Let's vibe. Welcome back to the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Today I have a very, very special, very exciting episode for you with a guest, Daniela Arango, who you can find over on Instagram at Daniela Arango. I'll leave that in the show notes for you, but she's an amazing spiritual mentor and just a badass trans channel. That the first time I saw this woman trans channel, I was like, what? You do that? How do you get little you out of the way, right? Like, how do you not let your human? So today we're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge and we have Daniela Arango, who is a spiritual business mentor, a trans channel, and just an overall powerful woman that helps women make more money in their business and turn on their gifts. So thanks for coming in. So excited to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. And you have an amazing, incredible voice. Like, I'm so happy to be here. And I love your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. I think you've told me that before. And I like don't usually get that. And then I listen to myself and I'm like, oh, so thank you.
It's divine. Really, it really is. Oh,
thanks so much. So is there anything that you would like to tell my listeners about yourself before we get started with going into some deeper questions, maybe about your work?
No, I think I'm just really happy. No, I think I'm just really happy to be here and excited to see what comes through in this time together. So anybody that's listening, if you just open your mind, your heart, your energy to whatever this time together is going to bring to us. I'm really, really excited. A lot of the times that magic happens, it has a lot to do with channeling for me. So and channeling just basically means, you know, going beyond our current limitations and our perception of the world and just allowing ourselves to remember more. You know, the wider wisdom, the unlimited truth that there is. And I'm excited.
And opening to it and letting it flow through, right? Which you do so beautifully. And I gotta just tell the audience really quick, everybody listening, that sometimes I'm only listening to you for like 90 seconds or less, whether that's in one of your reels or in your Telegram group or something like that. And like, you say things in a way that like, it lands and I'm like, wow, she just changed my life in like 30 seconds. So this can be really powerful and it can be also so simple and little shifts just from listening.
Oh my God, that means so much. That means so much. I'm so, so happy. And I love the Telegram group where I just basically every time I have something that comes through, I just drop it in the Telegram and it's my little unfiltered, you know, hub where I can just share a lot in the, you know, is the first place that I go to when something it's coming through, because voice for me, it's the easiest. Mm-hmm. So that's a place that I love to just drop whatever comes through before I, you know, overthink it or, you know, my team puts it together in a very nice way for Instagram or the socials or whatever. So I'm so happy that it lands for you.
Yeah, I love it. It's super powerful. I would love, love, love to start off with just asking you what you feel or believe is the key to embodied liberation, to your own, to the women in the world around us. Like, what is the key to embodied liberation? Because I feel like as I bring people on the podcast, I'm asking, everybody kind of has their own, and it can be, it's all of it, right? So I'm just curious what for you feel is the key to embodied liberation.
I think for all of us, it really depends on what liberation means to us. I think that's the first place to start, to understand what does liberation mean to you. I think a lot of the times, for example, people go towards success and then they don't really take a moment to really understand what is success to them, because success in general, it's a very beautiful word, but it means so differently for so many of us. So I think that's the first place to start when it comes to liberation, is like, what pieces of you want liberation and why? Why are they wanting liberation? Like, what is the piece of you that's not necessarily wanting, like not necessarily being expressed right now? And what is the thing that's not allowing it to be expressed? Like, what is the piece of you that doesn't feel safe liberating that? But I think the first thing is what is a world where I am liberated looks like, feels like? you know, what's the texture, what's the emotion, the feeling, and then understanding what is the gap between that world that is your liberated world versus the one that you are in right this moment.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I totally agree that it can be whatever it means to you, right? It changes the context. It changes everything based on the individual. So thank you for that.
I think for me, you know, personally, one of the biggest pieces that wanted to be liberated in my story was my story with money, my relationship with money. And I'm still in that journey of allowing myself to speak more and more on what my journey has been with money and how, you know, my journey of allowing myself to receive more, to look at the places that didn't feel comfortable, to speak every time my throat's closing a little because I'm scared of what people would say when I share more of this story with money. But money to me has been a place of a spirituality. And I think in my story, I had allowed myself to liberate the spirituality. And I created a multi-six-figure business through my spirituality, through letting people in into the unleashed piece of me that allow myself to just merge with spirit. And, you know, it has been such a beautiful journey for me so far that I run it really. I mean, and I think at the beginning, it was like, I don't know if you feel the same, but like for me, talking about spirituality at the beginning of my business was like super scary. Like I was super scared at the beginning to talk about, you know, how I talk to angels, how I talk to aliens, how I communicated with other worlds, like how I felt about spirituality, my relationship to God, my relationship to energy, my relationship to other beings, just in general, you know, my intuition, the way that I use my psychic abilities, like all of it to me was such an edge because I was really afraid of how people would respond to me talking about that and to me coming out and saying all of those things. So that was the first piece of my story that wanted to be liberated. And that's why my business at the beginning felt like such an edge for me. You know, I was always like at the verge of like my voice shaking and me posting something and then feeling super like, you know, alive, but at the same time nervous and scared, you know, about how it was going to be portrayed and how the people like, will they understand me? Will they not understand me? So that was the first journey for me in terms of the liberation. Like it was a piece of me that wanted to be liberated, that I knew so deeply myself. And I have gone through a very deep, long journey with healing and with spirituality and just allowing myself to get to know myself on that. But I wasn't really necessarily allowing myself to speak about it and to support other people that were along the same journey. So that was the first piece of my liberation until I got to a point. And again, I don't know if you feel this way, where you get to a point where you get really comfortable. Like to me, talking about spirituality nowadays, to me, talking about spirit, talking about intuition, you know, channeling, all of those things don't feel like an edge anymore because they're so embodied with who I am nowadays. So that's not where my liberation is at the moment. My liberation right now and my edge right now is to talk about the merging and the bridge between spirituality and money, like how money has weaved itself through my story in so many other ways around, you know, my self-worth, what I think it's possible for somebody like me, my attachment to scarcity, my attachment to hustle, to hard work, all of those things, you know. So I feel like now my edge and the piece that wants to be liberated for me is the talk around how I've healed that relationship with money, how I've brought it into my experience more intimately than ever, and how I've been able to develop my character as a woman and as a business woman as well with that opening of seeing money in a completely different way and allowing myself to accept that there's so much more for me to learn. And I think for women in general, there's so much more for us to allow ourselves to learn and to explore with our relationship with money. So that's where is a piece that wants to be really, truly liberated for me. And it's a new endeavor in my story.
And I love it. I love everything that you've been saying about money and the way that you are speaking about just the codes that you've gained and have embodied and are sharing recently in your work. It's all like landing for me. And I mean, I think that's an edge for a lot of us is like learning about money. But I want to go back a little bit where you said you started your business and it was your edge to talking about spirituality. But even that in the beginning, you were still not fully open and talking about trans channeling, right? Because I remember when you sort of came out of the social media closet about being a trans channel. And I'm just curious if we can talk about that a little bit about trans channeling in general, like how you do it, how you discovered that as your gift, and then what it took for you to like meet yourself in that edge and actually like open the door beyond that. Because if you're saying like talking about spirituality was already an edge for you and like really diving into that, and then obviously you go into trans channeling and it's like that much more from all of the eyes watching you, right? Of like, oh God, are they going to accept me?
Yes, 100%. You know, the thread that I see, the commonality that I see in all of this when it comes to liberation is the surrender. You know, the surrender of control, trying to control things, trying to keep things as they are, trying to manipulate the way that we're perceived to ensure that we are getting love, getting accepted, you know, being liked, all of those things. And there is a piece of us that we've got to have a lot of passion for, because, you know, there is a piece of survival there, right? If we're not loved, there is a part of us that feels like we're not part of the tribe. And if we're not part of the tribe, we can easily die, you know? Yeah. So there is a piece of us that we need to have a lot of compassion when it comes to liberation, because there's a piece of us that is trying to keep us alive, you know, but beyond that, there is that deeper exploration of taking care of ourselves and opening up that conversation with ourselves, and then seeing the different layers in which something wants to be liberated, right? So we're not going to come out of the, you know, out of like nowhere just saying all these things and then being like super open with everything. I feel like there is like layers to our liberation. So there is the layers of, you know, speaking spirituality to myself was one of the biggest ones. Like I remember I was in Bali at the time doing an advanced teach training. That was so much more than I teach training. Like it was, yes, it was about yoga and everything, but it was so much more about, you know, psychic abilities and energetics and unseen realms and reading people's energies. It was just the most bizarre, but amazing, magical training of my life. And I was in the middle of that when I was opening up to like the depth of my spirituality to myself. Like this was nothing that I was necessarily sharing on social media, aside from the fact that like I was sharing at the time a lot about yoga philosophies and, you know, religions that I was learning about and things like that. But I was not necessarily talking about like me as a spiritual being or talking to anybody, you know? So I remember sitting there with this notebook and just allowing the pen to just write whatever I wanted to write. And at the time, my hand just took a life of its own and was writing, I'm a healer. And me, like, reading those words was the most scary thing that I could ever read, because I just started crying and shaking everywhere. And I was like, who do I think I am? This is crazy. What are people going to think? What does this mean? What responsibility comes with this? You know, what am I going to say to my family when I come back from Bali? All of those things that I think come when we are allowing ourselves to see ourselves from a different perspective, you know, to widen who we think we are and what are we allow ourselves to be. I think that's liberation, right? To allow ourselves to be seen in all the colors. But the first layer is to allow ourselves to be seen in those colors. So for me, it was that. It was like at the beginning, just me seeing myself, that was like scary. And then eventually letting my family see me in that. And then letting my friends see me in that. Let me, my partner, in that. And then eventually, of course, my students, because I had a lot of yoga teaching. I was a yoga teacher at the time, so I had a lot of students. So letting my students see me in that. And then, you know, there's one thing about talking about it on social media, and there was another thing to letting people come in into this free offerings that I had and do it, you know, in those offerings. And then eventually do it right on social media, like off the bat. So I think there's so many layers to our liberation. And it's not like I think for me, things flow when I'm not trying to control those layers, or to force my way through any layer, but allow myself to just explore deeper and deeper that edge that I'm talking about. You know, the edge of this feels a little scary, but let's go. This feels a little edgy, but let's go, you know? So as long as we're in that edge with our business, you know, with our relationship with money, with our relationship with whatever wants to be liberated in the moment, with our relationship with our spirituality, there is that new layer that's going to continue to reveal itself. So that combined with surrendering, like surrendering control, I think letting energy move through us, letting ourselves do what we know how to do when we get out of our minds. And I think that that's trans-channeling for me. It's a way of teaching me how to embody oneness and how to allow myself to be guided and to be used as an instrument of truth and love and liberation and healing. Yeah.
And how did you, like, how old were you, or how did you learn, like, that you could trans-channel? Because just for our listeners, to me, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but like, there's two different kinds of channeling. Like, you can channel a transmission while you're sitting here and you're just like dropped into flow and like letting spirit move you. But I've also like been with you in a container where you're like dropping in and like full on out of the way, like trans channeling, you know, like your face kind of changes and like you can tell that like there's some other energy moving through you rather than just like your oracle channel being open to flow, right?
Yes, I think that's, again, that's the depth of things, right? So we can allow ourselves to get a little bit out of the way and to let energy and flow move through us. And then there is the other way where you just like fully surrender. You know, when you fully surrender and you're in oneness, the energies that move through you, you know, as, you know, within your boundaries, of course, but like when you allow yourself to be with oneness, it's not you anymore, because you, it is you, but it's you in an expanded way. So I think that's why maybe my energy changes and my voice changes and my face changes, because it's like, it's me merging with the higher intelligence that's moving through me. So I think to me, and, you know, I even teach this in my program where I teach, when I teach how to channel, that it's like, it was an evolution for me. It was not like one day I was like, oh, I know how to channel, you know, and I know how to trans channel. And it was like, the more I let go and the more I surrender and the more I was comfortable in that liberation and that identity of me, you know, not fearing anymore or trying to control anymore how people perceived me, the more it was just easier to completely get out of the way and allow this energy to move through. I think in a way, trans-channeling is easier than like allowing ourselves to be half out of the way and then a spirit coming through, if you ask me.
Do you feel like that was a tip or a trick that helps you to get out of the way is actually first that letting go of fear of what other people are going to think of you?
100%.
Or like fear of judgments?
100%. Yeah. Because the thing is, and I started trans channeling for myself. Like, I remember, you know, I used to have this mastermind where I did energy healings for my clients, and I would record trans channeling healings for them. So that's how it started. Like, I would put on the mic and I would just close my eyes, and I was so comfortable at home that I would just completely let go. And all of a sudden I would listen back to the recording and I'm like, that was different. You know, like that was interesting. So it started with me, and then I needed to get comfortable with that first and then allow other people to continue to, you know, to see it.
Sure. Do you have any other tips for like getting out of the way, or that letting go, that moment of surrender when you just like fully, when you can just fully let go, even if you're just wanting to channel for yourself and like get out of the way? So it's not this like half open, like you're just, do you have any guidance or tips on that? That like that letting go moment, that like getting out of the way to where you literally just become one, right? With the oneness and the unity of spirit.
Yes. Oh my God. There is so much that could come through that. So let me tap in, because there is just too much that's coming through in what I could say about that.
Okay. Take your time.
I think one of the things that we fear about not fully tapping in is that we fear that when we get to that, maybe it's not what we thought it was going to be. maybe it's not real, or is it real? Like, I think we have a lot of fear to tap into that space, and then what, you know? So a lot of the times we're like looking at it as the end goal versus it being something that just simply happened. Like, nowadays, you know, honestly speaking, I don't trans channel as much, because I have actually like even merged a way of not even having to go off to be trans channel, but to know that like at any moment, in any second, and you can even try this, you know, with me, like take a breath and then breathe out. Sorry, I burp when I'm like moving energy. So it's just going to happen the way that it is. Sorry for the listeners. And when you're in that space and you know you're attuned, you're connected. And at any moment, at any second, if you have a question and you want to tap into the answer, let's say, I'm just going to give you an example. Let's say that we want to tap to the energy of money. We want to tap to the frequency and energy and voice of money. And we want to just ask the money, money, what would you say to me right now? Maybe there is a voice that comes through. Maybe there is a feeling in your body, a sensation specifically in one specific spot. Maybe there is a thought that all of a sudden you're like, huh, that is interesting. Maybe there is a change in temperature. It's always speaking to us. It doesn't matter whether we go off trans-channeling or not. Like, trans-channeling doesn't actually give us power at all. What gives us power is to understand that we're always in it. Like, it's not a thing that we tap into, is that when we understand that we're already tapped, all of a sudden it's all open. So
then you have access all the time,
tapped,
rather
right,
than
exactly.
Like, rather than having to set a space
in.
And go.
Yeah, exactly. Like, trying to be tapped in, it's that fear saying I'm not. And that separation between like what would happen if I do and what wouldn't happen if I do, all of those things. But if you allow yourself to know that these things are speaking to you all the time. You don't need 20 minutes or whatever it is to get out of your body to allow something to come through. That you can live tapped in.
I understand that. And I think it's a really beautiful way to be, but it makes me wonder and question about just safety and protection as you're fully tapped in and say spirits are moving through, right, all the time.
Right.
For instance, if you're tapping in specifically to trans channel, you can kind of set the space appropriately so that you have filters and stuff like that. Whereas if you have let all of those filters down to just be in the oneness all the time, I just question, like, what's your perspective on the safety and protection of your body and your body mind in that space if you're just open all of the time?
I love that question. I love that question. And, you know, I think some people are going to agree with me and some people are not. And I think that's totally fine. So if it lands for you, it lands for you. And if it doesn't, now you know what, you know, doesn't land for you and what your answer is. But I think for me, I was always, from the beginning of this, you know, or the beginning of my business, you know, 4 years ago when I was just starting, I've always say I don't believe in protection necessarily. I don't believe, and I'm sure you've heard me talk about this many times, where I say like, I don't really believe in, you know, feeling that we have to shield ourselves from all of these things. What I believe is in personal power. I believe in my ability to say, get off. I'm turning off. This is not what I want. I believe in my ability to say, I want to tap into something different and for it to actually happen right now. I believe we're able to command so quickly energies and shifting them really, really quickly. So when we fear that we need to protect ourselves, what we're doing is we are responding to energetics that we don't necessarily want to be responding to. But when you are in your power, knowing that you're always in control of your body, you always have the personal power to choose what you want, what you don't want. You always have the personal to change the channel, to change the station, to turn on, to turn off. Like, you are in full control of your connection versus, I don't know if I can protect myself, so I'm going to just, you know, shield all these things to make sure because I'm fearful. Like, the more we're fearful of this thing coming through us, the more we give away that power of knowing it's impossible for them to come through if I don't want it to.
Yes, this is potent. And I love this perspective. And it is making me think, like, what it comes down to basically is trust. If you don't trust yourself, you're going to keep fearing. And therefore, like, then you have the leaky boundaries or whatever, right? Because you're kind of creating them with the fears and the way that you're thinking about them, and the and that inherently is making you feel unsafe. I really view trust and safety as this infinity loop where it's like, once you, if you have trust, then there's safety. And if there's safety, like, you can trust, right? Like, it's, there's no separation between them. And I guess, yeah, from an embodiment perspective and a spiritual perspective, it
plays. I want to share with you and with everybody that's listening, I want to share like a really recent story around like that, you know, being open and then feeling something that was necessarily not what I wanted. So I have, you know, the only way to work with people, for me to work with people right now, is through private work, because I'm developing something that's a secret project, but I'm super excited.
Yeah,
so I have kind of closed my group settings right now, and I'm only focusing on private, because I'm working on this project that I think it will take, I don't know, I'm seeing a year, but we'll see how long this will take, but I'm really excited about it. And I was channeling for it. I was deep in channeling and, you know, writing and writing and writing. And then all of a sudden, I noticed that the writing just took a little bit of a turn in terms of like maybe the words that were coming through, you know, the way that I was feeling. It just shifted in a way. And it was very subtle, but I could feel it. I could feel that it was not necessarily going in the direction that I thought that it would go. And, you know, sometimes when you're channeling and you allow yourself to open up to new perspectives, there is new perspectives that I was not expecting, you know, though you would not expect, but there is a difference between a new perspective that I haven't thought about that makes me go like, uh-huh. And there's a difference when a new perspective makes me contract a little and be like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, you know? So I started feeling that. I started feeling that there was a contraction in my body, and I didn't really trust the intentions 100% to the things that were coming through. And in that moment, I was like, okay, this is stops right here, right now. I closed the computer. I got up, I shaked, and I just said out loud, like in my house, like, this is not what I'm available for. This is definitely not what I'm available for. And I just started singing, you know, because for me, singing is the way that I command energy, is the way that I feel safe in my body, is the way that it is. So I just began singing something that was coming through in terms of like, it was like a mantra that was clearing out the space again. And coming back to the truth. And I think, honestly speaking, Lola, I think there was a mixture of what I'm creating right now is an edge for me. So there is a fear of what if I do it wrong? What if I don't know enough? What if, like, all of this, you know, what if that is my own insecurity, my own fear that comes through when you're at the edge of your comfort zone. And then, of course, when you're at the edge of that, I feel like there is also, you know, maybe easier for some things to come through that maybe are not in the right path. So I think it was a combination of both. It was a combination of my own fear and my own shadow coming through, as well as maybe just, you know, frequencies that don't necessarily are the ones that I want to amplify. And it was just as easy as to get up and start singing, clearing it out and just thinking about something else to come back in. So I don't necessarily feel like I need to protect myself all the time or that I'm fearful for things to come through. Like, I'm open. I know what I want. And when it doesn't go that way, I just simply close it, shift it, and goes into something else.
Yeah, really working just on the maintenance of energetic hygiene rather than putting all this like safety and preemptive measures in.
I'm just really active with it. Like, I'm really active and really present. Like, it doesn't feel good. Okay, let's shift it, you know, just right there, right now. I don't need to have steps or crazy things in order to make that happen. I think the quicker we are with it and the more present we are with it, the faster and the easier things are.
Do you think that that's can be the like one of the best signs to tell? It's just like, if it's not feeling good or your body is contracting, then it might be time to like shift into something else. Because I also feel like you're saying, right, like you're also up on your edge where there's fear and there's like some self-doubt, and sometimes that can create the contraction in the body or sensations in the body. So how do you delineate and like be able to tell the difference when you are meeting yourself at that edge?
Well, either way, like either if it's your fear or if it's, you know, some other energies coming through, like either way, that's not what you want. So either way, shake it out. You know what I mean? Like either way, just like get up and shake it out and command your body differently and command the energies differently, because that's not really what you want.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. I'm curious, like, if you have this experience of your human, right? And like when you are going into channeling, when you're doing your work, when you're even doing a transmission or anything like that, and the human kind of like wants to come in and like interrupt, do you have a way that you like work with that side of yourself when you can feel like human Daniela is going to come in and like try and take over this like message that I'm getting or something like that? Because that's got to happen sometimes to all of us, right? When we're like dropped in and it's like, we have a certain perspective that maybe is locked in our head or something that wants to come in and like interrupt or start coloring the lens from which we are transmitting.
100%, 100%, 100%. And, you know, I think I've gotten to really know myself. And this is like a constant process and a constant practice, which is like really getting to know myself in my state of liberation, in my state of tapped in my state of alignment or flow, and my state of trying to grip too strongly. You know, I have a perfectionism tendencies. Like, I'm a Virgo, I like organization, I like perfectionism, like all of those things. And I know when I go into overthinking, when I go into trying to, again, control things. So I know what I do when I'm in controlling tendencies. And then I also know how things flow when I'm not. Like, when I am in flow, I could post on social media, post an email, talk to my clients. No, like I am like the speed of what I can do in such a short time, it makes no sense to my human. Instead, when I'm in my business and I'm overthinking, nothing is really working. I don't like the way that the graphics are. I don't like the way that the copy is, you know, is being written. I don't like the way that this is coming through. I don't know if this is what I want. Like, there is just a lot of thoughts in my head. So one of the things that I've noticed in terms of like practical tools that have really helped me stay in my state of flow and the state that I, you know, make things way too hard for myself, is first to notice what are the actions that make my brain go, oh, maybe that's not the way that we want to work. So that's one of the first things, awareness of my difference of how I operate in different states. But the second thing is, I think for all of us, and I'm sure that if you're listening to this episode and those of you who have found this episode and felt attracted to this interview, I think have a lot to do with or feel really connected to being really sensitive and really open to energies. Like, you feel, you sense, and you are really close to your spirituality. So to me, because I am so open and always so tuned in, social media inputs of new knowledge coming through, it's a lot. You know, like when I have a client in front of me, I can see so many layers of what's going on. I can see so many perspectives of what she's saying and not saying, what she needs to hear, what she doesn't need to hear, what she's trying to create, what she's not wanting to create. Like, I see so much. And then I turn into Instagram and I'm scrolling, and every single person that I see on my feed, I can see through their fears and what they were thinking when they were doing the Instagram. And there's also the copy that they're saying and the things that they're saying. And it's just so much information to process on a daily basis. To stay open and to stay clean, to continue to channel the things that I want to channel. So one of the things that I've noticed is that input or overload of input that makes me overthink and question things that I don't want to be thinking or questioning about doesn't work for me. So one of the ways in which I allow myself to stay very clean is social media detox. And it's not like, oh, 1 week every 3 months. It's like daily. Like, I take I turn off my phone hours daily. In the mornings, I, you know, maybe talking to my boyfriend and then turn off my phone for a couple of hours, do a little bit of work, and then come back to my clients and things like that. So just making sure that I'm not overloading my brain with too much information or too much input or too muchness.
Yeah. I love this. And I also like, I preach energetic hygiene basically, because I feel like it's the most vital thing that everyone can do so quickly. You just gave us one tip, but do you have any other tips for keeping your energy clear that you wish to share?
This is going to sound really basic, but
it usually is.
yeah, right. Exactly. But I always go back to the basics. Like, you know, I have more energy when I am moving my body and working out. There's just, you know, the way that it is. Like, I feel more vital. I feel more energized when I know that I have, you know, routines of working out or walking or some kind of exercise throughout my week. I know that when I, you know, sleep less than 7 hours or 6 hours, I'm just really not at my best. Also, I know when I'm eating too much sugar and maybe too much junk food, like I don't feel at my best. I don't have the energy that I would like to have. So I think going back to the basis of how you take care of your own body really reflects upon the quality of your thoughts, the quality of your energy, the quality of your work. So it's as simple as like taking care of yourself that will really, really, really allow you to show up in your most powerful energy.
Yes. And it gets to be that simple, like take care of yourself. And then your subconscious huck is more online to be able to help you because it's feeling healthy and vibrant and has more space to do the things in the subconscious realm on the energy body, right?
Yes. Yes. So I would say those things. I would say notice when you, like when you're noticing that you are not plugged into flow, and then again, take a step back to yourself, clean and just be. I think a lot of the times we're so plugged into social media, we forget to live. And I think that's one of the biggest things, you know, to stay present in our life, to just take a moment to breathe, to go for a walk without any kind of music or podcast or social media or conversation with anybody. Like, come back to living and being present. Like, life is now. And then making sure that you're setting up yourself for a good sleep, good food, moving your body. And I think you're golden. Like when you're in that space, you're unstoppable.
Yeah, it's truly biohacking 101. Just like
indeed,
base level, taking care of yourself. And the social media thing is like a whole nother layer on top of it, right? Where it's like, you might be scrolling with presence, but it's still it's still a distraction. Like you're distracting 100%. From this moment. So I want to kind of tap back into this, the psychic abilities and the trans channeling for a second, and just get your perspective on if you believe that everyone has this ability. Like, where do you believe that everyone has this ability to channel and just fully get out of the way? And like, if you feel like sharing how, like, does it get to also just be as simple as caring for your energy and like just taking care of yourself for people to bring that side of them more online if you believe that everyone has that capacity?
This is amazing. So the first thing is, I do believe everybody has the capacity, but I don't believe that everybody wants to.
No.
I think that's just, it comes down to that. Like,
totally.
Yes, we can, but there's a lot of people that don't want to. But if you want to, and there's that a desire that you have for it, then absolutely, that's not a problem. The other thing is, yes, it gets to be really easy, but as all the things that look very easy, they're not so easy. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah. I mean, sometimes getting out of the way is not easy.
Yes, exactly. So I do believe that there is training necessary. I do believe that there's practices, there's healing to do. I think there is a lot to, not a lot, but I mean, it all depends to where we are when we have this desire to open up to trans channel. But there is work to do. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
But if you have the desire, that's something that you want, it is easy. It's just knowing exactly what you need to do and what's stopping you. The moment you know that, I think that's why everybody that comes and works with me for this has such a shift so quickly, because I'm able to spot exactly what it is, the thing that's stopping it. And when you don't have that anymore, all of a sudden it's just easy. What takes you a long time is to figure it out what it is exactly that is the thing that's not letting you fully surrender.
Juicy. I'm like, yeah. feeling it all through my body, because it can be simple as there's just one thing that's keeping it from you, and that can be the most complicated thing your mind could make it out to be that you've ever experienced in your life, because you're trying too damn hard to find what the answer is rather than just surrendering. And what do you feel that like humans in general need to learn or know in order to be able to just like tap into spiritual guidance, not necessarily channeling, but like just to be able to listen more? Like, we get so caught up in the mind and the Maya and the social media and the comparison and the doubt and all of these things. But what do people need to really learn or focus on in themselves to be able to listen more to their bodies and also to spirit? Like, there's, I feel like there's a tuning that happens in the system to where listening no longer is a challenge, where I feel like it's really challenging for a lot of people to just drop into that space where they're able to hear.
Yes. So two things on this. The first one is we're always hearing, but we're not always listening.
Right. Right.
But you always know if there's something that feels off within you. You always know if your body's trying to tell you something. You know, you feel tired. You may have aches everywhere. You may have anxiety throughout the night. You may feel stress all the time. You may feel like I just don't feel necessarily at my best. Like, it's really, really, really clear and really.
But I feel like some people aren't listening to that as information. They just think that it's part of being human.
This is what I was talking about at the beginning of this. And I'm so happy we got into this, because this is the piece where you first, when it comes to liberation, the first knowledge will drop to you, not to people. So you know it. You deep down know it. But it's not necessarily that you're going around telling people. And when you're talking to people, you're like, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't listen. But you do, like, there's a piece of you that does know but hasn't accepted. Isn't that until you accept it that all of a sudden you're like, oh, I know this. If you don't accept it, you don't know it, quote unquote. So people are hearing it, but they're not listening. They're not accepting it. That's the first piece. And, you know, it doesn't matter where they are, what they're doing. If they're satisfied and they're unfulfilled, all of it, they know that there is something that's off. They just haven't allowed themselves to actually say yes, yes, yes.
But they're hearing it, they're just not accepting it.
Yes.
Therefore, they're not listening.
Right. And then the other thing about this is, wait, of course, you kind of left.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Oh my God, I was on the phone and I was like, oh, what did I say? So, right. So the first thing is listening to your body. And then the second thing, can you ask me the question again? I'm sure it's going to come back.
Just about the like delineation in line, right? But like how we can, it's not about necessarily getting out of the way or channeling, but just listening more, listening to body, listening to spirit.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Able to hear and actually listen.
Yeah, yeah, it came back. The other thing is to clear the garbage. So it's what I was talking about, you know, social media, it's a lot of inputs and unnecessary information that doesn't allow you to listen to yourself. You know, listening to people that you shouldn't be listening to. Like, if you want to be healthy, you shouldn't be talking to people that are not healthy. You know what I mean? So there is just like the cleaning of the garbage, you know, in our bodies that we're daily exposed to, whether we want to or we don't. That's our self-responsibility and self-leadership to continue to clean the things that influence us in a way that we don't want to be influenced. So it's noticing how it's already speaking, but you're not necessarily listening. And then the other second thing is the cleaning of the garbage. Like, I mean, for me, it started with yoga, because yoga was a way to like clear emotions in my body, listen to myself, have some space to think. You know, all of a sudden there was just me in the yoga mat and having a lot of emotions. So whatever... whatever it is that you need in order to clear some of the stuff and the layers that are just confusing, it would be like the ways to get into it.
Beautiful. Yeah, because the body mind is so loud, right? So we have to clear out the garbage from the body mind too, because like and integrating all the parts of self that are having all these loud voices within us that are getting in the way from listening to the truth of body or the truth of whatever was wanting to move through us, right? Daniela, it's been such a pleasure to have you in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Is
thank
there
you so
any...
much for being here and thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, this podcast has been a long time in the making, and you have been one of the people I wanted to have on from the whole time that I've been like, okay, I'm going to start this podcast. And I want to talk to these people and have amazing conversations, which we did. So I'm so grateful. And yeah, is there anything else that you'd like to share? Any current offerings you have? How can my listeners find you?
Thank you. They can come and join me on my Telegram. It's my free Telegram. I usually share all the things that are going on in the DA world over there. And like I mentioned, right now I don't have a lot of offerings because the ways to work with me right now is privately, since I'm working on something really, really beautiful for all of us, myself included. So that's where I'm at. But if you feel connected to the energy, come and join us on the Telegram, the free Telegram group. And I also have a podcast and Instagram if you feel drawn and connected to that. But I'm just really excited that we connected in this time.
So beautiful. Thank you. And I will link all of those in the show notes for you all. Thanks for coming into the lounge today.
Thank you, love. You're amazing. Thank you so much.